and to naturally survive, all we ought to make sure to avoid is artificial trends. And so it seems that only within power there is culture, and only renouncing it there is spirituality. And ideologies are always great experiments in other people's stupidity. And to achieve any result, we either need capital and the result will be harmful over time, or time and the result will be poetic. And paradoxically, only within the cage we can fabricate to ourselves, we can be fully free. And perhaps social disengagement is but a form to be totally engaged with our nature. And the only way to deal with radicalization is to be radical, not to be radical. And to be strong is not to go against nature, but to keep on adhering to it. And probably the most valuable figures against autocrats are those who were meant to become autocrats but never got the chance. And we should be glad over our differences, but in the end always come to fight over them. Only in our being excluded there is time for a reflection, our being included shallows. And by putting ourselves in the situation in which one thing is our only hope, we can be sure to follow the right direction. And if professionalism is cancer, our going against it is the only healing culture. And while before the main problem was to obtain the medium to process the resources, now we all have the medium but not the resources. And in the end it is more promising to be among old wolves than among young dogs. And belonging is just luxury illusions of the bourgeois. And specialization is like a mother having to take care of a child that never grows. And the price of our independence from the earth is that we ought to constantly inject earth within us. And the social member is all worked up to make governance most efficient, making his own life most deficient. And the better ones have always left, and only the return could make things better. And the opportunities can be bad in the end, but are always good to make us evolve a step further. And authenticity is to live the present without any projection in the past nor in the future. And when the environment is against us, people are in favor, and when people are against us, the environment is in favor. And genuinity is the result of body and mental movement. And we can rest assured that anything too processed by automation can never bring any good. And the absurdity is being rich of natural resources but being prohibited to utilize them as we ought to use the artificial ones. And most importantly, to be free, we ought to discover our own rhythm, to break with the rhythm imposed on us by the social system. And no matter what, the formation of any hierarchy will constitute a point that will sooner or later hurt. And obedience to oneself is the knowledge of the ignorance of others, while obedience to others is the confirmation of our ignorance. And the most ridiculous representation is in fact the one that imitates society going astray. And at last, what it is going to save us is not the death of our scientific knowledge, but the death of our spiritual integrity. And wars may be only crises through which a new humanity is born. And we should be honored to do humble work and totally dishonored to do it for the sake of other people's power. And redemption is the marrying of human nature with nature, but that finds its obstacles in the ideological orthodoxies. And only the bourgeois is an individual locked in his environment, and everyone refusing it is the universe. And in primis, in order to be free of our natural duties, human nature enslaves itself to artificial ones. And iconoclasticism only replaced an enriched spiritual realm with a materialistic bourgeoisism. And only living according to nature, our outcomes can be most natural ones in harmony with the environment. And the more we have been expanding, the more an ideology of contraction will perpetrate us. An aggressiveness, even if later regretted, is but the key to power. Either we move and remove our toxins, or have to get someone to remove them before they congest us. And we ought to keep our decision simple so that we can also go back. And all of the official work is either to enslave oneself or others. And the strongest form of liberation is born right under the radar of power. And wisdom is not to see a point in giving up a place that nature has given us in the sun. And the secret to life is the avoidance of any materialistic production. And gold is not sufficient to resume from the grayness left by materialistic production, which we ought to quit altogether. And the only form of subsidy a civilization should implement is that of demolition. And luxury kept within is always enhancing the surrounding misery. And unlike discipline to our own nature, discipline of obedience is always sooner or later turning to evil. We shall not go against something going against us, as it might be only an indication of somewhere else we shall go. And if death is the premise for a rebirth, we ought to make sure that the latter is slowly matured. And to begin with, it's not that civilizations only enslaves others, but they also enslaves their own citizens. And as it is true that material comfort creates spiritual discomfort, it is true that material discomfort creates spiritual comfort. And as age becomes relative, the stupidity of the young ones is extended to the no longer wise old ones. And the only thing we ought to keep comfortable is the maintenance of our discomfort. And destiny can tell us that it is not the right place, or just simply that is not the right time. And we shouldn't be so proud in the end of our wilderness as it is in the end the result of our carelessness. And at last, the only criteria for judgment is the will to self-sacrifice to our own nature. And at last, the correct definition of an ignorant is who judges the book based on the cover.